Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and that includes foes who are family as well. You will be amazed, my beloved. The more you serve God, the more you will find that your family members will be your greatest foes in the world. And why not? If you were the devil, who would you choose? Somebody that they don't know, or that you don't know? We know that people we don't know don't bother us that much. We just can ignore them and go on. But when you live with the enemy, now you have a problem on your hands. When you have a Judas in the family, and all Judases are close. So anyway, my beloved, and that's one of the reasons why you need to pray and read your Bible, so that you can discern the Judases in your family and who are around you, even in your church. This is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 121, where I read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions. And my wife is standing beside me today, and my children are sitting at the table and reading along. They might be doing something else as well, I don't know. I know my baby daughter is reading the Bible because she's the producer of this podcast. And when I mess up, I get not necessarily the evil eye, but it's an eye that lets me know that this is messed up. Stop. Go back. And I have my wife standing beside me to assist me. You say standing, why is she not sitting? Because she goes to sleep. And I need her to be paying attention. So I got her standing beside me today. But I want to encourage you, my beloved, to get with your family. No matter how imperfect your family is, and all families are imperfect, so don't worry about it. And pray together. And praying is tough. Praying is not easy. I know we got some little sweet, dainty Christians who think, who somehow believe that Christianity is not warfare. But it's warfare wall to wall. If you're serious about serving Christ, it's going to be warfare. In fact, the strongest man in the world is the man who prays, not the one who thinks he can handle things himself. That's the weakest man in the world. You show me a man who prays with his family, prays throughout the day, acknowledges God in all of his decisions, and I'll show you a mighty man, a strong man. You show me a man who does not pray, I will show you a very weak man. Very weak. I don't care how muscular he is. Because it takes a strong man to pray, and a stronger man to pray with his wife and children. Okay, so I want to encourage you, my beloved, seriously. Get with your wife. Y'all stop fussing for about 30 minutes and pray. And you'll be amazed at what God will do. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be perfect after that. In fact, you might have more trouble after you pray. Such as prayer. And because, see, the devil is going to get all riled up to try to keep you from praying and reading your Bible. He's going to do everything in his power to stop you all from praying and reading your Bible together. And the best thing you can do for your children is to have them to see you praying and praying out loud and calling their name out in prayer and reading the Word of God. One of the things that you should find, if everybody is saved in the family, is that there should be a different atmosphere after you pray, even though the devil is going to fight it, during prayer, before prayer. That's when he really fights the hardest, before prayer, because he wants something to happen to keep you from praying altogether. And he counts that a big victory to get you and your wife to be fussing instead of praying and get to the point where both of you or one of you is too mad to pray and you walk out the room. You know the devil got you if you do that. And but at all three points, the devil will fight you and attack you. Before you pray, while you're praying, he's going to put things in your mind that happened umpteen years ago that mean nothing. Or he's going to attack you after prayer, during what should be the afterglow period. Even your children, if they're saved, if they're born again, even your children, I'm talking children of age now, at least 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and in your little children, they're going to be happy anyway. They're just going to be amused. You know, they're 3 and 4 and 2. They're going to be sitting up there on your lap looking up at you and watching you pray and messing with your nose and pulling your ear and all this kind of stuff. They're just going to be amazed. And they'll be quiet too. And the dog will be quiet as well. The dog, in fact, this is the anniversary of our family dog, our one and only family dog. King Sal, or Queen Sal, rather. And that's the name we call her, Sal. And short for salvation. And she prayed with us. She knew we were praying. If you have a dog, you know how dogs are. They know what's going on. They know what's happening. And so when we would pray, she would just lie down and cross her little paws and pray with us. And your babies, they will know you're praying. And it's amazing. They'll be quiet and they'll listen to you. They know you're doing something very important. They know you're talking to God. So don't think they don't understand. They understand. So teach them while they're young how to pray to God. You might have a devilish mother who doesn't want to pray and would try to agitate the child or somebody else. But normally, it's going to be a wonderful, quiet, sweet little situation going on there. So pray with your family, and you don't have to pray a long time. Just pray about 5 minutes. That's all it takes. Or less. You know the Lord's Prayer only takes less than a minute. Pray the Lord's Prayer. You don't know how to pray. Pray the Lord's Prayer. And then throw in a few things that you're concerned about. A few things that you're burdened about. And cast all of your care upon God, for he careth for you. Sing a little praise song. You don't have to read 3 chapters. Read 1. And do that in the morning, and I'll show you a strong man and a strong woman who do that faithfully. And then pray without ceasing throughout the day. And when I say pray without ceasing throughout the day, I'm talking about a breath prayer. Here's a breath prayer for you. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive me, Lord, of that evil thought that I just had. Cleanse my heart. Fill me afresh and anew with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. That's it. That's it. Oh, Lord, help me to talk to this person about this job. Lord, open up this door for me. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. That's all you have to do. That's a breath prayer. Anything 45 seconds and less is a breath prayer. And do that throughout the day. Lord, I'm getting ready to tell my husband how a TI is. I'm getting ready to give him a piece of my mind. Lord, I don't want to do it. Lord, help me to hold my tongue. And Lord, help me to have the right attitude towards my husband. And Lord, I pray that you'll change my husband and help him to be what you'll have him to be. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. That's it. That's it. That's a breath prayer, okay? So, and live in peace and enjoy. And don't let people don't let people steal your joy and your peace. And the only ones who can really do it is family members. So don't let them do that. Don't let them get on your last nerve. And God will help you through prayer and through reading His Word to be able to stay in control of yourself and not get so angry you're out of control. Okay? And while you're praying for you and yours, pray for others who are not praying, because others can impact your life as well when they got a mess on their hands. So pray for your family members extended. Pray for the church, your local church members, and pray for Christians everywhere as God has commanded you. And so I want to encourage you to do that. Today we are reading, my beloved, Numbers chapter 35, Psalm 119, 73 through 96, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Dr. Billy Graham said the Bible is God's gift to us. It came from God, and it points us to God. Dr. James Merritt said the primary purpose of reading the Bible is not to know the Bible, but to know God. Numbers chapter 35. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in. And ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their goods, and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city, and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And ye shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, and the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburbs of the cities. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither, and to them ye shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Them shall ye give with their suburbs. And the cities and the cities which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many ye shall give many, but from them that have few ye shall give few. Everyone shall give of his cities unto the Levites according to his inheritance which he inheriteth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, 6 cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give 3 cities on this side Jordan, and 3 cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that every one that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with an hand weapon of wood wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die. Or in enmity smite him with his hand, that he die. He that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him, that he die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm. Then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, ye shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land, until the death of the priest. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood, it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. Psalm 119, verses 73 through 96. Jod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Kaf. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes failed for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereto. For verily, when we were, allow me to repeat that, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all of the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, what a wonderful thing it is that you allow us to read your ancient holy word. Led by your Holy Spirit, you led writers such as Paul to pin down for us sometimes in jails and dungeons. And we get to read it now in various and sundry ways, from the printed word, from a computer screen, from a phone screen, from an iPad or a Kindle. Your word is all over the place. And we thank you so much for it. And what a privilege and what a blessing to go back in time to learn how to live in the present and to look for the future. Help us to continue to do so no matter what happens in this world. Help us to depend upon your holy word and trust in you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian. And here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell. Because of our sin, if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.